on the air.
Back. Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We like when our listeners are happily employed at great companies. A place that is hiring is our friends at Vision Mechanical.
Double R.
For service technicians, HVAC service technicians, and journeyman plumbers, they have top of the industry wages, 100% paid health, disability, and life insurance, paid holidays and vacation time, and be part of Lincoln's growth.
You.
Work on high-impact commercial projects that shape our community. Learn more today and apply at vision-mechanical.com. .net, that is vision-mechanical.net.
You want to get on board with someone that's had that kind of success and they said jobs build out for 5 years in advance. Sometimes in those jobs, people get laid off.
Yep.
Imagine coming home going like, well, the owner's like, nothing I can do. I have to lay you off. We don't have any work. Not with Runyon.
Nope.
It's not how it works.
It's booked out for years.
He's teaching classes on HVAC down at the university. He's doing that.
Is he doing that?
Yeah, he does that. He talks to Pillen a lot.
Really?
Yeah, to talk to the governor a lot just about some future things or futuristic plans of the state.
God.
And so he's on the cutting edge of everything.
Yeah. Sometimes it mesmerizes how much stuff is going on and how much you know. I mean, the governor walks in and goes right to Bill.
He did, yeah. It happened today.
Yeah. It does not go right.
He went right to you.
Is that true?
I think this ambassador thing is going to work.
It's going to work.
I think we can. I think with the carnival coming finally, that's a chance to have a stage. It's kind of my platform for the ambassador platform with the top hat and a sash.
You should mention it to Pillen.
Should have said something.
Work it into conversation.
I'll try.
We'll make it happen.
Bill just has normal day conversations with the governor.
By the way, I do see in our coffee area we have fans from Arizona State in the building.
Oh, boo!
They're here to watch some ball. They got the night game. Ole Miss and Arizona State. You might see them tomorrow in game two for Nebraska.
Arizona State used to be a staple in CWS back in our day.
Nebraska played them in CWS.
They were always they were a staple.
Power.
Power
back in the day.
Nebraska played them in the CWS.
They did in 2005.
An epic game. Nebraska won that game,
Nebraska
right?
won, yeah. I believe, yeah. yes. God, Jake. I was there, and I don't remember, so that's great.
Well, but I was there, too, and I don't remember it either.
They won the game, I'm pretty sure.
I think they won the game.
Well, Sip, you are heading out this afternoon to California, not for a beach vacation, but to cover Trey Taylor in the Elite 11 camp. What is
there's like 20
your weekend
quarterback,
look like?
I don't know. There's 20 quarterbacks out there. It's in like a Manhattan beach at a high school, and he will compete in that. That Elite 11. Oh, God. I got to get to a Sean article. This is you guys will be fascinated.
Is it at Mission Viejo? Is that the school?
Maybe. I'm going to get to something that will fascinate you. But anyway, yeah. I'm going out to cover it. I do. Listen, all joking aside, I like Trey a lot. And I like covering him. I believe he's going to be a very good quarterback. I'm looking for Sean's. Here it is. Now, this is an interesting stat Sean threw in his column about the Elite 11 the other day. There's Nebraska. He listed all of the Elite 11 quarterbacks who have either played at Nebraska at one time or were committed to the Huskers during the time of the event. Not one Elite 11 QB has ever started and finished his career in Nebraska. So it's kind of interesting that way. I don't remember. 2003, it was Brian Hildebrand. I don't remember Brian.
I don't remember that name.
Cup of coffee. He transferred here, but never panned out. Okay, Harrison Beck.
Of course.
Now, you remember Harrison Beck, big-time recruit.
Yeah, I have a storyline after you get done.
Okay. He left Nebraska in 06. Okay. Josh Freeman was a gigantic commit who switched to Kansas State. I remember where I was when the news came down. I was pumping gas in Omaha when the news broke, and I was like, oh, God. Josh Freeman, that was 05. 07, Blaine Gabbert. Mm-hmm. He was actually the MVP of the Elite 11. He was committed to Nebraska, I think with the coaching change, switched to Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny Stanton was 2012. He left Nebraska after the 2014 season. I know that he had trouble, Bill, with the...
You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary.
Just like the plays, the playbook, getting the playbook, the huddle, getting it to the line of scrimmage. It didn't work for him. Patrick O'Brien left Nebraska. He was in 2015. He left Nebraska in the spring of 2018. He ended up being a starter at Colorado State, I believe, but never started here. Jeff Sims was an Elite 11 quarterback. We know what that happened. And then Dylan, Daniel Kalen, and TJ Latif. But it's never panned out for him like all that well here. But again, yeah, we're going out there. What I'm interested in with Trey Taylor's, I saw him a lot last June at these camps over here. And I'm just interested in how much bigger and better, like what's his progress look like? That's probably one thing. There's also a story out there today that just moved this on Rivals that he talks about how much he's heard from Ohio State. I kind of want to hear about that
better,
stuff.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing. I'm kind of looking forward to it because I like doing different stuff, you know.
I think it's very interesting. I wish it wasn't during the hub of like wet blanket hit with softball, it's all right, and baseball.
Everything's happening here
with that stuff.
But I like covering football. You know, that's what I like to do. So
keep talking. I got to look something up real quick here.
He's at the Elite. See, there's 20 guys, and it gets down to the 11. And it's an actual competition. So we'll see what he's like in that setting. I imagine he'll be very good in that setting because Trey Taylor's very poised. He's a very confident guy. Nothing will shake him.
And you'll be heading from the airport in L.A. right away to the camp today.
To the first right event. Away. Yeah, we get in. I don't know what time, but like we got about an hour to get to the school, and then we'll just cover it tonight.
So if you could check something for me, there's a storyline here that'd be worth you talking about.
What's that?
Would be see if Bob Johnson is there.
I know who Bob Johnson is. I don't know if he's still doing that.
No, he's not still doing it, but he invented Elite 11.
Okay.
He's the original.
Okay.
And see if his son is there, Rob Johnson.
Okay.
Rob played USC and played for the Bills.
Rob was a several years.
I wonder if Rob's still you know, when I covered it years ago and I talked to Rob.
Yeah, I would bet Rob would still be around if you can find him. I would bet Bob might just be around.
Yeah.
And he's a very, very good friend. He's a good friend of myself. He's a very good friend of George Darlington. And
you know those guys.
And Bob was the one who had Mark Sanchez, and that's the guy I had to call and tell him that we were not bringing Mark Sanchez and his family, all of his whole family of firefighters, that we're not bringing him on a trip because Harrison Beck had committed.
Oh.
And he was dumbfounded with me.
Was he?
He's like, he goes, I've had Harrison Beck in Elite 11. I know the difference.
Yep.
And it was, now whether we'd have got him or not. And the reason the connection was you can ask Rob, was that
this is amazing.
Is that Rob Johnson told him, he goes, Bill Callahan was one of the most, he was with him. He goes, one of the most prepared coaches. If you want to be prepared for the NFL and what it's like to be an NFL, this would be a great place. And at the time, probably would have fell more into a starter faster than he did at USC. He was the Gatorade National Player of the Year.
Who was ahead of Harrison?
I don't remember.
God dang it.
That was a long time
ago.
That's
really a hole in my game. When now people are going to be like, Sipple, you cover. Harrison was behind somebody. He couldn't.
Oh, at Nebraska?
Yeah.
Well, he came in one time when Zach Taylor got knocked out of the Kansas State game. He came in, he completed one pass, then Jordan Condon made an unbelievable field goal in a windy day, and we end up winning that game.
That's right. That's what it is. He just,
yeah, it was Zach.
They brought in Zach and Harrison. We wasn't going to beat out Zach.
But if you can find the Johnsons, because they're
I know who you're talking
they're
about.
They're the originals.
I've met Bob and Rob, but that was a long time ago.
But they're big. Bob's a big Nebraska fan. He's a big George Darlington fan.
God, okay. Thank
knows
you.
Knows him really well.
Hey, so thank you.
Get that connection.
Wow, it was Sanchez or Beck. And I'm going to tell you something. I do not question Bill Callahan on recruiting. Right. I don't. But Bill knew what he was doing.
And whether it was never, whether he would have committed, I don't know. But he was coming, and I had to tell him and his entire family to not come on the trip because we had a commitment.
Yeah.
And that somehow things.
I mean, evaluations are perfect science.
The difference is with all these things is how fast people process. Because some people just say, man, he can spin it. How can he spin it when the pressure's on?
I know. Yeah. I know that.
The spillover is next on Early Break in the Ticket.